And good morning.
Good morning.
So to start off with, what are some of the health effects that can be coming from using fragrance products?
Well, thank you for asking. Well, as you mentioned, these fragrances are in dozens, if not hundreds, of consumer products that we're exposed to every day. The air fresheners, deodorizers, personal care products like soaps and shampoos and lotions, and cleaning products and laundry supplies, and household products like scented candles and toilet paper and baby products, as well as your regular fragrance. So when I say fragrance consumer product, it means these range of products that have a fragrance in them. Now, in answer to a question about the health effects, what I found was stunning in my nationally representative population survey was that one-third of Australians report one or more type of adverse health effects when exposed to a fragrance consumer product. Now, these adverse effects included asthma attacks, migraine headaches, neurological problems like dizziness or fainting, even loss of consciousness, respiratory problems, skin rashes, cognitive problems, mucosal symptoms like watery or red eyes, fevers, gastrointestinal problems, cardiovascular problems like racing heartbeat. Now, what's also interesting is these effects affected all demographic groups, men and women, all age groups in all regions of Australia were proportionately affected by these products.
One third of people, you said, have been experiencing negative issues with them. That's a massive, massive amount.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And some of these are very serious. I mean, there's some other statistics from the study, which I found were quite stunning, that one in six people had so many problems from air fresheners they could not use a public toilet if it had an air freshener for risk of having an asthma attack or a migraine headache. Also, nearly one-sixth of Australians would enter a business, and if they smelled air freshener or some fragrance product, they would turn around and leave as quickly as possible. So businesses may think they're attracting customers by using these scented products, but they may actually be repelling customers.
Wow, that is a massive amount of people. I didn't actually expect it to be quite that common. So how many different products were found to actually potentially cause health issues? Is this just any product that uses fragrance?
Yes. Well, basically, in my survey, I looked at dozens of different categories of products. And in my previous studies, I found the same thing. That is, basically, if the product had a fragrance in it, it didn't matter if it was called natural, organic, or green. If it had a fragrance, it caused health problems.
Even the organic ones, there's a bit of a shock.
Yes. Well, this is what's important for your audience to know, is that I've chemically analyzed these so-called green, organic, and all-natural fragrance products, and the types of hazardous air pollutants they emit are just the same as the regular fragrance products. One of the concerns here is that there is no regulation concerning green, organic, all-natural when it comes to fragrance products. Now, certified organic means something when it comes to food, but the so-called organic natural fragrances, they can have synthetic chemicals in them, and they can be extracted or synthesized using petrochemicals.
So is there any benefit at all to having fragrances in products? It sounds like there is quite a lot of negatives.
Well, it's important for people to know that fragrance does not serve a hygienic purpose. It does not clean or disinfect the air, but a fragrance is actually a mixture of several dozen to several hundred chemicals, but none of them need to be disclosed anywhere to the public. So you'll look at a label, you'll see the word fragrance or perfume, and that actually means a mixture of chemicals. But another important point is that the whole class of products called consumer products, like our laundry products, cleaning supplies, air fresheners, they don't even need to disclose the word fragrance. So you may be trying to find a fragrance-free product, but you won't know if it has a fragrance. And I think that's a real gap in the law. One other loophole, in a way, is that a fragrance-free or unscented product can actually be a fragranced product, but with the addition of a masking fragrance to cover the scent. So you actually have a more complex chemical mixture with some of these unscented products.
Oh, man. I'm just... Wow.
Yeah. But, the good news is, it seems kind of overwhelming. Like, so what do people do? The good news is that the solutions are very simple. They're cost-effective and easy. For instance, use simple products to clean with, like our grandparents and great-grandparents used, like vinegar and bicarb soda. Instead of an orange scent, cut an actual orange or cut a lemon. Or, you can go outside to your backyard and bring in flowers, something that's truly natural rather than these chemicals in products.
And so those are, I mean, I suppose I'm imagining a lot healthier solutions as well. But I mean, is there any way to avoid these fragrances perhaps out in public? They do just seem to be everywhere.
Well, that's one of the things my research has also looked at. It is twice as many Australians would prefer fragrance-free indoor environments to fragrance. So even though businesses are taking this trend of aromatherapy and scent branding and things like that, that more than twice as many Australians want their indoor environments to be fragrance-free. Fragrance-free hospitals, healthcare facilities, workplaces. Also, they would more than twice as many Australians would choose a hotel that didn't have fragrance or scent than one that did. Same with airplanes. They would prefer that airplanes not use air fresheners and they instead just be fragrance-free. So I see this really as like the issue of secondhand smoke, but I call it the problem of secondhand scents, is that eventually it's going to get to the point of where we don't have cigarette smoking indoors anymore. There may be regulations on fragrances indoors. There are already fragrance-free policies that are sweeping the country here in Australia as well as in Europe and in the United States that prohibit the use of fragrance products indoors.
Well, and it is an issue that is far, far bigger than I expected, and I would say a lot of people also realised. Thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
We really appreciate having you on.